Chapter 8, Usha and Aniruddha. Once upon a time, there was a great devotee of Lord Shiva called Banasura, the son of Bali Maharaj. Because Banasura served him so well, Lord Shiva gave him 1,000 hands. This made Banasura so strong that even the demigods were afraid of him. Once, while Lord Shiva was dancing a special dance, Banasura played 500 drums with his 1,000 hands. When he stopped, Lord Shiva said, "My dear Banasura, I am very happy that you played all the drums so nicely while I danced the Tandava Nritya dance. I will give you whatever you ask from me." Banasura answered, "My dear Lord, please just stay here with me in my city. Protect me from my enemies." So Lord Shiva lived there in Banasura's city for a long time. Sometimes Banasura visited Lord Shiva. Once he said, "My dear Lord Shiva, you have given me 1,000 hands. Sometimes I go out to look for someone to fight with, but everyone just runs away because they see I have 1,000 arms and I am very, very strong. When my arms are just itching to fight, I must simply go and beat big mountains into pieces with them." Lord Shiva became very angry. "You rascal," he said, "do you think you can only be very happy by fighting with someone, and that the reason you are not happy now is because you have no one to fight with? Do you think that no one in the world is stronger than you? Don't worry, you will soon find a person who is strong enough to beat you in battle and smash your pride into pieces." Banasura was such a demon that he was actually very happy to hear that someone could smash him to pieces. He couldn't wait to have a good fight and use his 1,000 arms. The demon went home and waited for the wonderful day that a great fighter would come to cut down his strength. Banasura had a very beautiful daughter named Usha. One day, when she was playing with her girlfriends, she fell asleep and had a wonderful dream about the very handsome prince, Aniruddha. She had never actually seen him or heard of him before, but she had a lovely dream about him. She woke up from her dream too soon, crying loudly, "My dear beloved, where are you?" Her other friends wondered why she was crying, because there was no one else there. Usha became a little shy. Her best friend, Chitralekha, asked her, "My dear beautiful princess, you have lived in this palace all your life and have never even seen any young boy. So I am surprised to hear you crying like this. Who are you looking for? Who is this wonderful man?" Usha said, "My dear friend, in my dream I saw a nice young man who is very beautiful. He is dark and his eyes are just like lotus petals. He is dressed in yellow clothes. His arms are very long, and he looks so nice that any young girl would like him very much. In this dream, this beautiful young man was kissing me very sweetly. But all of a sudden, he just disappeared. My dear Chitralekha, I don't know where he went, but I must find this wonderful young man. He is the Lord of my heart. After listening to Usha, Chitralekha immediately said, I can help you find him. Let me draw some pictures for you to look at. And as soon as you see the picture of the husband of your dreams, let me know. It does not matter where in the three worlds he is. I know a special way to bring him right here to you. Chitralekha began drawing many pictures of demigods and Gandharvas. She painted pictures of Vasudev, Lord Krishna, and many others. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became a little shy. But when she saw the picture of Aniruddha, she became so shy she put her head down and smiled. She showed this picture to Chitralekha. This is the man who has stolen my heart. He is the love of my life. Chitralekha was a great mystic yogini and could do many magical things. That very night, she flew through outer space until she got to Dwarka, which was well protected by Aniruddha's grandfather, Lord Sri Krishna. She went into the palace and found Aniruddha in his bedroom, sleeping on a golden bed. Chitralekha lifted the bed with the sleeping Aniruddha and took him to Usha's home in Somitapura. As soon as Usha saw Aniruddha, she knew that he was the enchanting young man in her dream. The palace where Usha and Chitralekha lived was very well protected. No man could ever go inside or even see the inside of the palace. When Aniruddha woke up, he was very surprised to find himself in Usha's room. How did I get in here? Who are you? He asked. The girls explained how Chitralekha had brought him to Usha after her wonderful dream. Usha and Aniruddha lived together in the palace without anyone knowing. Day after day, Usha's love for Aniruddha grew. She brought Aniruddha nice clothes, flowers, garlands, nice-smelling oils and incense. She kept lovely drinks for him by his bed. Sometimes he took milk and sometimes ice-cold sherbet and, of course, many delicious things to eat. They spoke sweet words together. Usha served and loved Aniruddha as if he were the Supreme Lord. Aniruddha had such a pleasant time there that he didn't even worry about how many days he had been away from his real home. Meanwhile, a few of the servants told their master, Banasura, that it seemed that some man had gotten inside the palace. Banasura was shocked to know that a man was living in there with his daughter Usha. He ran to her palace. There he saw his daughter and a strange young man sitting and talking. Usha and Aniruddha looked very beautiful together. Aniruddha's skin was glowing and dark. He wore yellow clothes and had eyes like soft lotus petals. His arms were very long, and he had nice curly bluish-black hair. His shining earrings and the charming smile on his lips were certainly attractive. Still, Banasura was very angry. Aniruddha had not only come into Banasura's palace without asking his permission, but he was also boldly living with his innocent daughter. Banasura called his soldiers. Arrest this boy and punish him, he shouted. Aniruddha had no weapons to fight with. He looked around and picked up a big iron stick which was lying there. He stood, waiting for Banasura and his soldiers to attack him. As they came towards him, he struck them with the stick, breaking their heads, legs, and arms, and one after another, they all began to fall down on the ground. Aniruddha ran out of the palace as fast as he could. But as soon as he came out, Banasura was standing there waiting for him. Banasura had once learned from Lord Shiva how to use a special snake rope, and he used it quickly to catch Aniruddha. After watching this whole desperate fight, Usha became quite upset. Tears fell from her eyes and poured down her cheeks, and she began to cry very loudly. At the same time, everyone in Dwarka was looking everywhere for Aniruddha. All of his family was very disturbed. Aniruddha had been missing from home for a long time. Where could he have gone? Why did he leave? They cried. After a few days, the great devotee Narada Muni came to their house. He told the story of how Aniruddha had left the palace to live with Usha. He explained how Aniruddha had been carried to the city of Sunitapura, where Banasura lived. Aniruddha beat all the soldiers there. Then Banasura arrested him with the Nagapusha, or snake rope. Everyone wanted to go to Sunitapura right away to bring back their beloved Aniruddha. Practically, the whole family went with a great army. When they got there, they surrounded the city with soldiers, elephants, horses, and chariots. Banasura could hear a lot of noise outside. The Yadu soldiers tore down the walls and gates of the palace. Angry Banasura ordered his men to go out and beat them back. Lord Shiva personally came with his heroic sons, Kartikeya and Ganapati. Lord Shiva sat on his favorite bull, Nandishwara, and began the fighting. How fierce and wonderful the fighting was! The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and his elder brother, Lord Balaram, on one side, and Lord Shiva with his sons on the other. Lord Shiva fought with Lord Krishna. Pradyumna fought with Kartikeya, and Balaram fought with Kumbhanda and Kupakarna. Samba, the son of Krishna and Jambavati, fought with the son of Banasura, and Banasura fought with Satyaki, the commander of the Yadu army. Demigods from the higher planets like Lord Brahma, along with great devotees, Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, flew above the battlefield with their airplanes. Everyone came from all over the universe just to see the wonderful fight between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna. With his bow, Sangadanu, Lord Krishna simply chased thousands of Lord Shiva's soldiers away from the battlefield. Lord Shiva threw a Brahmastra, which is as strong as an atomic bomb, while Lord Krishna threw another Brahmastra to stop it. Lord Shiva made a very windy storm, and Lord Krishna made a mountain to stop Shiva's hurricane. Suddenly, Shiva made a terrible fire sweep across the battlefield. Just as quickly, Krishna poured torrents of rain to put out the fire. Shiva attacked with his special Pashupata Astra, and Krishna easily stopped it with his Narayan Astra. Finally, Krishna threw his special yawning weapon. When the yawning weapon hit Lord Shiva, all he could do was yawn. He just yawned and yawned and yawned and wouldn't fight anymore. Now that Lord Shiva wasn't fighting anymore, Lord Krishna had time to do other things. First, he killed Banasura's soldiers with swords and clubs. Angry Banasura rushed over towards Krishna, working 500 bows and 2,000 arrows at the same time. Such a foolish person could never know how strong Krishna was. Immediately, Krishna cut each of Banasura's bows into two pieces, knocked down Banasura's chariot horses, and broke all his chariot to pieces. Then he blew his conch shell, Panchajanya. Now Banasura was in big trouble. While Krishna was looking somewhere else, Banasura ran away from the battlefield. He didn't have his chariot, bows and arrows, or horses anymore. He just ran as fast as he could until he got back to his palace. He had lost everything. Now, everyone had left the battlefield. Lord Shiva used his most powerful weapon, the Shiva Yara, which is extremely hot. The Shiva Yara personified had three heads and three legs. He moved towards Krishna, burning everything into ashes. He was so powerful that fire blazed in all directions. Lord Krishna called his Narayana Vara, which makes everything extremely cold. He sent his Narayana Vara to stop the terrible burning heat of the Shiva Vara. When the Shiva Yara and the Narayana Vara began to fight, the Shiva Vara's temperature became colder and colder until the Shiva Vara cried in pain. He cried to Lord Shiva for help, but Lord Shiva could not help him. Then the Shiva Vara could understand there was only one person he could ask for help. He would have to surrender to Lord Narayan or Lord Krishna himself. So Shiva Vara came before Lord Krishna and prayed to him. My dear Lord, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto you because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is stronger or better than you in any way. You have punished me by sending your Narayana Vara to make me freezing cold. I thought I was so strong, but no one can be stronger than you. My dear Lord, when anyone forgets you, his material body becomes disturbed by heat and cold and many other things in the material world. Lord Krishna said, O three-headed Shiva Vara, thank you for your nice prayers. I promise that the Narayana Vara will stop giving you trouble. Do not be afraid of it anymore. I will always protect you because you are my loving devotee. Anyone who remembers this wonderful fight between the Shivawara and the Narayanawara will never have to be afraid of anything in their lives. By remembering this story, everyone will remember to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, Shivawara offered his respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna and left. Finally, Banasura came back again on a new chariot to fight with Krishna. Many new weapons also seemed to fly from his 1,000 hands. But Krishna was even faster. He sent his sharp Sudarshan Chakra to cut off almost all of the Banasura demon's arms. Lord Shiva watched his devotee Banasura fighting with Krishna. Shiva said, "My Lord, this Banasura is my very dear devotee. He has done such nice service for me that I promised I would always protect him from any danger. So, my dear Lord, please do not kill him. His grandfather and father were King Prahlad and Bali Maharaj, your very great devotees." Lord Krishna said, "My dear Lord Shiva, I will do what you ask. I promised King Prahlad that I would never kill any of the demons born in his family. But I did cut off Banasura's arms so he would not be so proud anymore. Now he has only 4 arms left. I know he is one of your best devotees, and you are one of my greatest devotees. I promise he will not have to be afraid of anything." When Banasura was blessed in that way, he bowed down before Lord Krishna, touching his head to the ground. He went into the palace and brought out Aniruddha and Usha on a nice chariot. Together they were given to Lord Krishna. And so, Lord Krishna got his grandson Aniruddha back again. Thus, they all went back to Dwarka. Everyone in Dwarka was waiting for Krishna to come back with Aniruddha, Usha, and all the Yadu soldiers. They decorated the whole city with flags and garlands, and everything was sprinkled with nice-smelling sandalwood water. Suddenly, they heard a very loud sound of conch shells, drums, and bugles. They knew Lord Krishna had come back to his capital city, Dwarka.